The leaders of the United States are claiming that the cause of Venezuela is for human rights. One, as they speak of those human rights, they are willingly aiding Saudi Arabia as they commit a genocide in Yemen and as they murdered a journalist last October. Also, Andrew McCabe's new book has revealed that Donald Trump only cares about the oil in Venezuela. And John Bolton has said on Fox News that this is about oil on national television. Then Vietnam, Iraq, Afghanistan, Syria, Libya. You would think after 50 years the United States has learned its lesson, but apparently not. No more war, people. No more war! Peace and love!
My name is Cassidy McCabe, and today I'm here with Matt Oil, a local activist from Schenectady. In anticipation for the Spirit of the Suffragette Festival, we'll be looking at how the history of women's suffrage has impacted the present day and what sorts of social justice work can be done to move forward. Hey, Matt, would you be able to share with us what work you do?
Sure. So I'm an independent activist, independent in the sense that I am not part of any organization in a formal or official way, but I do a lot of vigils and protests and rallies through the organization Peace Action. For the uninitiated, Peace Action was formed in the 1950s with the intention of combating the development of nuclear weapons, but since has expanded its campaign for a lot of like human rights causes, both global and nationals. It's like racism and a lot of anti-war stuff, which is what drove me towards them. And so I go a lot of their stuff through a chapter specifically for upstate New York called Upper Hudson Peace Action. They have about several branches spread across the capital region. Like they have a branch in Bethlehem, they have one in Schenectady, they have one in Saratoga. I think they might have one in Rensselaer, and I think there are a couple others outside of the capital district that I can't remember off the top of my head right now. But yeah, so all of them hold weekly vigils, and where you basically stand outside for like an hour holding signs for a certain cause. And basically the idea is people will walk by you or drive by you and they'll see your cause and you're spreading attention or, you know, getting people who already support to cheer you on and occasionally get hecklers who don't support you to yell at you.
Yeah. Oh, can you tell us some of the vigils you've done?
Let's see. Well, the two most recent ones I've done was I attended a vigil in Colony to protest the looming U.S. intervention in Venezuela, and one in Albany by the Leo O'Brien building to protest the treatment of migrant children by ICE. Some other ones I've done are a protest in Albany of the U.S.-Saudi coalition and the war in Yemen. I went to a vigil supporting the nuclear disarmament treaty. This one wasn't really a vigil, but I went to a rally during the midst of the government shutdown to rally for federal workers to get paid, which actually kind of ended up being a victory rally because that just happened to be the day that the government shutdown ended.
God, that's awesome. Can you think of anyone in history or today that inspires your work or introduced you to what work you do?
Where to begin? Well, I mean, you got, you know, all the big guys like Martin Luther King, Malcolm X, newer evolved Malcolm X. I'm not advocating violence.
Yeah.
But who else? You know, one of my biggest inspirations that not a lot of people know about was a movement called the White Rose Movement, which during World War II was a group of college students at the University of Munich that spread leaflets, basically speaking out against Hitler and the Nazis and their actions and the treatment of the Jews and whatever was known of the Holocaust. Unfortunately, they ended up being captured and executed, but nevertheless, their determination is definitely something I look up to. And I would say most recently, one of my biggest inspirations are the students out of Parkland, Florida, like David Hogg and Emma Gonzalez, who led the March for Our Lives movement.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you attended March for Our Lives in Albany, right?
That is correct.
Yeah. In what ways would you say our social rights movement have changed in relation to the suffragette movement from last century?
Let's see. Well, we don't go out in as fancy of clothes anymore. See, you know, I was just thinking. Unfortunately, I think a lot of the problems that they faced back then are still faced today, like politicians who don't do their job of serving the people, and how you have to basically, you know, take to the streets and shout your butt off to get something done, and, you know, and even then sometimes.
Yeah. For those tuning in, I'm Cassidy McCabe, your Hudson Mohawk Magazine correspondent, here with Matt Oil. And would you, Matt, consider yourself an activist?
Kinda, sorta. I would certainly like to, but as much as I've been following the issues in politics for years now, I've only started really getting involved in, like, getting out and speaking out publicly on this stuff in the past year, so I don't know if I've done enough yet to officially consider myself an activist. However, I'm not going to stop you from calling me one just because it sounds pretty cool.
Yeah, my personal view is that, like, if you're doing any sort of work, whether it's being educating the public, standing up for what you believe in, I find that activism. So
agreed.
It's really just like a self-definition. What kind of work do you do that you think correlates to the works of the suffragette movement?
I take to the streets, the sidewalks more specifically, and I refuse to back down as the suffragettes 100 years ago did.
Yeah. If you were to nominate someone as a quote-unquote modern suffragette, who would you nominate and why?
Well, I guess the closest I could think of are the new congresswomen who just got elected last year, such as Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez and Ilhan Omar.
Yeah, yeah, they're great. They do a lot of great work.
Agreed.
Thank you.
Yeah,
thank you, Matt.
Definitely.
Yeah, and for more information about this upcoming Women's Resource Fair and Summer Festival, please visit tinyurl.com/suffragettespirit. And be sure to save the dates for our summer festival. We're launching with a 7th annual Freedom Festival on Saturday, June 8th from 3 p.m. to 6 p.m. with featured artist jazz legend Faye Victor and the Mutations for Justice. The festival and resource fair will then continue every Tuesday, 4 to 7 p.m. from July 16th through August 20th and close with the 9th annual Story Harvest Celebration on September 21st. And we'll close with the 9th annual Story Harvest Celebration on September 21st. Thank you for listening to this week's piece on the spirit of the suffragettes.
Peace and love.
Yes.